I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Atlanta Public Schools will remain closed for a third straight day because of unsafe travel conditions after this week's winter storm. According to the AJC, APS originally scheduled to resume classes this morning, but the school district changed its decision last night, determining that smaller roads were still unsafe in some areas. Similarly, schools in Cobb, DeKalb, Fulton, Cherokee, and Clayton will remain closed today. Gwinnett, Marietta, and City of Decatur schools will have delayed openings. For Scythe County schools, they plan to open normally this morning. Atlanta is one of 20 finalists for a new $5 billion Amazon headquarters. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the list that came out yesterday.
Atlanta made the initial cut, but securing the 50,000 high-paying jobs that come with the headquarters won't be easy. Nashville and Raleigh are two southern cities that also made the list. The three largest metro areas in the U.S., New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, are also contenders, and the Washington, D.C. area has three different places Amazon could call home. In Atlanta, new Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says Amazon would be a welcome partner.
We are excited for the potential regional collaboration to expand our transit system and know that it will help us attract even more companies to the area.
The state of Georgia has partnered with the city to pitch multiple sites around town. They remain tight-lipped about details of the offer. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Support for legalizing the harvesting and distribution of medical marijuana in Georgia is growing. An Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll shows that 77% of Georgians want greater access to medical marijuana compared to 71% 2 years ago. Approval for legalizing recreational use is also growing, up to 50% from 46% last year. Georgia lawmakers are considering legislation this year that would allow medical marijuana dispensaries. It's already legal for registered patients to possess medical marijuana, but it's still illegal to buy or distribute it in Georgia. Georgia's first ever statewide school turnaround officer is making the case to school districts that they should accept his help. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more from Macon.
Eric Thomas made his pitch to the Bibb County School Board Thursday night. His message? He's looking to be a partner with the handful of underperforming schools he's tapped for intervention, not an agent of state takeover. Bibb County School Superintendent Curtis Jones said he's on board for a contractual 3-year peer-to-peer partnership with Thomas.
At the end of the 3 years, our schools will make improvements. The state will know that we work with them. And if they don't make the level of improvement that's in our Swiss contract, they're going to know we've done all we can do.
The elected Bibb County School Board seemed less convinced, putting off their vote to say yes or no to the partnership until next month. Thomas meets with the Dooley County School Board today. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Georgians who are looking forward to getting their income tax refunds might be waiting a little bit longer than expected. The AJC reports that refunds might not be issued until more than 3 months after returns are filed in order to prevent tax fraud. The Georgia Department of Revenue blocked more than $200 million in fraudulently filed refund requests last year. The state will begin processing individual income tax returns beginning in February. The deadline to file your taxes is April 17th. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.